Now, welcome back, listeners. In studio, I'm joined by my colleague Dwight, who will be taking you through the business segment right here on Eagle FM. Good afternoon, Dwight. How are you?
Good evening, you, Herta. How are you doing for this afternoon?
I'm fine. Hi, Dwight. I see that you are happy today.
Well, we have to be. We have to be energetic.
All right.
But as we are getting into the business segment, we've started off firstly just to give the listeners some of the key business items that we've got. We've got a item from the NWR and then heading into Capricorn, as well as also something coming from an announcement for Recon Africa for that matter. But first, let's head into our first item, and that being NWR's My Friends Know. My Friends Are Better Than Your Friends.
My friends are cooler than your friends. Ah, it's an obvious case, Dwight.
Exactly. For that, let the listeners have a little bit more listen.
Now, the Namibia Wildlife Resort has added Terrace Bay to the My Friends Are Cooler Than Yours package. We have the spokesperson of NWR, that is Nelson Ashipala, on the line. Good afternoon, Nelson. How are you?
Good afternoon, Justician. Good afternoon to the listeners.
Yes. Now, before we do get into the conversation of why Terrace Bay was added to the package, if you can just give our listeners what is this initiative, My Friends Are Cooler Than Yours?
Okay, the My Friends Are Cooler Than Yours initiative is something that Namibia Wildlife Resorts has been doing to promote local traveling and local tourism. You know, we do receive questions or queries on why we do not have special packages for local tourists. Mm-hmm. And basically for local people who just like to visit to see Namibia. Just this year, above all else, and I know it's something which you always receive, why NWR's prices are so low. Above all else, we should take into consideration the fact that Namibia Wildlife Resorts is government owned. Mm-hmm. And part of its mandate is to ensure that local tourism is affordable to basically you and me, you know, to Namibians. Mm-hmm. Now, for us, having come up with such initiatives, it's where we try to ask a group of friends. Basically, this package is a minimum of 4 people. So a group of friends get together. We offer you transport. We offer you meals. And then you get to go to one of our most favorite resorts, or one of the favorite resorts which we have. Now, currently, the package is for only Sossus Flay. And then we also have Kokalkweyo and Waterberg. That's what we have at the moment. Mm-hmm. So with this package, what we are saying is that with the current price of 1,900 per person to go to Namibia's most scenic places, that is the Sossus Flay, the Sossus Flay and Okakweyo, one would actually go on something that would actually have been much more inflated, you know, at a higher price, but reasonably so. We are saying, how can allow Namibians to get to see our country, mm-hmm, at a small budget? So this is what My Friends Are Cooler Than Yours is.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and what attracted NWR to include the Terrace Bay as one of the packages for My Friends Are Cooler Than Yours? We see here, when we look at the activities of Etosha and Sossus Flay, quite different, yeah, activities, the animals, the dunes, but now this is a Terrace Bay, which mostly focuses on the activities of fishing. Why the Terrace Bay Resort?
I think we wanted to create an interest of a different hobby from what Namibians are used to. You know, Justicia, when people go to Sossus Flay, we always get feedback of, okay, I've gone to Sossus Flay, I've gone to
Samba Advance, got a whole lot better. Now, you can get data bundles in advance and simply repay the next time you top up. Because sometimes airtime isn't really what you need, it's data. And there's more. If you're just short of the amount required to buy a data bundle, the new bundle completion feature has got your back. This new feature will allow you to use your Tamba loan to add to your data bundle purchase. It's double the convenience with MTC's new data and bundle completion features. Simply dial *682# and follow the prompts to let Tamba Advance take you further. T's and C's apply. MTC, make the connection.
You have won $250,000 from Furman Brook.
$250,000 Namibian dollars. I cannot believe it. It's true. $800,000 in prizes will fill the pockets of Woolman Brock customers across the country during our birthday bonanza. Save on your groceries, swipe your Smart Buy card, and watch our live draw Fridays at 3. It's the Woolman Brock Birthday Bonanza. Details online at woolmanbrock.com.
We care. Woolman Brock, we
I see that we had bills to pay, but let's get back into our conversation regarding My Friends Are Cooler Than Yours.
The dead trees, and I've climbed the Big Daddy. Mm-hmm. I've seen sources fly. What's next for me? But at NWR, we said, how can we try to bring in a niche new interest for locals? So I have been seeing pockets here and there of our people going fishing. And take note just this year, mm-hmm. for Terrace Bay, it's always packed. Mostly during the December-January season with basically fishermen from South Africa. Mm-hmm. So this is not, it's not being filled up by Namibians. So, and we have been receiving those requests of interest from Namibians who said, look, we want to go fishing, but we don't know how much a fishing stick costs. Number one. Number two, we don't know how to catch fish. We need instructors. Number three, even if I go fishing, it'll have to be somewhere nearby Walfish Bay or Swakopmund, somewhere in between, mm-hmm. or in Hentis Bay, because we can't go far, because then we will need to camp and all these things. So we said, why don't we try to bring in a new hobby for Namibians, which is not fishing. And deadly so, we are hoping for a bigger, much stronger uptake from Namibians. Definitely so, the interest has been shown. Everybody's very excited, because you'll find a lot of Namibians will tell you they've never fished before. So I think on top of what we provide now, which is accommodation facilities and meals at Terrace Bay, one would also be able to see Terrace Bay for the first time. I mean, to be honest, I only saw Terrace Bay when was last only for the first time. Mm-hmm. On top of this also, one will also get to learn how to fish, which can be taken up as a new hobby. So we are hoping our local markets will now be able to tap into this new hobby and perhaps extend it into, on top of what we already do with the country, which is at the coastal areas, which is camel riding and the quad biking, mm-hmm. you know, all those activities which everybody does every single time. We said, why don't we also try to create a new interest? And right now we can say it will become very, very popular as time goes.
Yes. Now the COVID-19 pandemic has relaxed a bit and many people want to travel. If you can just give us an indication to how this program, My Friends Are Cooler Than Yours, is doing, seeing that we are seeing more of the travels going on.
I think the package is very, very, very strong. First, to start off, Justicia, mm-hmm. when the COVID pandemic, when it subsided, we don't really want to call it off. When it subsided, when the numbers came down a bit, we have been seeing interest, or we have been seeing our results actually starting to pick up. Right now, I was trying to make a reservation in Sources Flay. Sources Flay is fully booked for every single day until October. Mm-hmm. Same things are happening within the Etosha National Park, that is Okakweo. So it starts to pick up. There are some resorts which are a favorite, which is now your normal, your Sources Flay, again, the resorts within Etosha National Park, your falls. But what we have realized is that our miles, which is now the coastal side, they only get to pick up when it's festive season for the actual fishermen that actually go there. So we're hoping packages like this will be able to sustain the miles going forth and so forth. So, and then also remember, we do also have other resorts which aren't really known, but which offer exclusive activities. Mm-hmm. For starters, we have Hobas, we have the Namib Nordkloof Resort. So we are hoping to allow Namibians to experience other resorts as well. Also so that we can just drive traffic away from, you know, the usuals that are always packed. Not that we don't want them to be unpacked, but we are saying that our country offers more than what we are actually offering right now. So with this package, we are hoping that Terrace Bay will become a favorite for everyone, and that along the coastline, you know, the routes which are there, which most Namibians have not experienced. For mm-hmm. example, you can actually take the Terrace Bay route and come out at the mouth of Kunene. you know, such routes that we would like to bring us for Namibians to experience. We are hoping with packages like this, we are opening up the country to Namibians, and also we will allow Namibians to experience activities which they've never experienced before, because either they saw it as, in inverted commas, boring, or that it's something which they would not enjoy. But I'll tell you one thing, fishing, if done correctly and if trained correctly, it's a very good hobby, and I think with what NWR is offering right now, it will become a firm favorite. I think mine is just on requesting Namibians to travel much more, and to highlight that NWR, we offer the most lowest of prices to locals. I know we've had that debate for so long. You'd find locals asking us why our prices are so high. But what I would like to emancipate, or to actually speak on, is that our resorts, our prices right now, one can travel to an exclusive resort at a price of as low as $400. This is also on top of what we have, which is our leisure cards. So I ask Namibians to always approach Namibia Wildlife Resorts whenever they want to go. We are also able to tailor packages for individuals. We should remember that NWR is a government institution, and rightfully so, we will ensure that our people get to see our country, and that's why we try to tailor packages such as this to ask that Namibians get to see our country more.
All right. There you have it, listeners, and I hope your friends are cooler than mine, because by the look of this whole initiative that Nelson was speaking about, I think mine will be cooler than everyone's one that is listening. But thank you, Nelson, for joining us in studio.
Thanks for having me, Justicia.
All right.
Now, as you heard it there, the If My Friends Are Cooler Than Yours campaign kicking off there from the Namibia Wildlife Resorts. Up next is another interesting take coming from the Namibia Airports Company in terms of the aviation forum that kicked off yesterday. Now, this was actually just a launch of the Namibia Aviation Authority, a forum which looks towards the main forum component taking place later this year in November. For that, we have a listen to the discussion with Mr. Dan Kamati, the spokesperson for the Namibia Airports Company. This past Thursday, various stakeholders in the Namibian aviation industry, as well as also the broader landscape or impacted industries affiliated to the aviation industry in our country, gathered in the capital for a launch of a forum known as the Namibia Aviation and Connectivity Forum. For more on this, we take a look, or we have a discussion with the Namibia Airports Company's spokesperson, Mr. Dan Kamati. Let's have a listen.
Yes, the aim of the forum, which was launched on Thursday, the 18th of August, at the Windhoek Country Club, the Namibia Aviation and Connectivity Forum, the aim of the forum is basically just to charter in a new, enduring but sustainable vision for the Namibian aviation industry. Such a new aviation vision and program must put Namibia to be at the forefront of connecting people and goods from the region and to the region and throughout the world. And for certain aviation sector to be sustainable, it must be technologically advanced in terms of equipment, provide efficient service, and be safe and reliable as well. So it is very important that majority of Namibians must be active participants and beneficiaries in the aviation industry through employment, management, and ownership. And that is basically what this forum is trying to achieve.
And then, Mr. Kamati, just at having a look, the participants were mostly, a lot of them were Namibian stakeholders from Ministry of Works, obviously. NAC was also there, and then also some of the airline participants. How vital is it getting everyone into the same picture to look towards the same goal?
Look, our commitment as the Namibia Airports Company is really to champion the narrative and to lead the charge towards the transformation of the Namibian aviation industry and to position the sector as a driver for a thriving Namibian economy. So yesterday during the launch, we launch event for the main forum event that will take place on the 16th and 18th of November, between 16th and 18th November later this year. What Launch yesterday is basically just an event where we invited all those key stakeholders for them just to witness what we are embarking upon, because we really want to champion this narrative, and we invited so many stakeholders locally, all the businesses, private and public, owned, and also internationally as well, just for them to come together and for us to share what are some of those issues that should we discuss to ensure that we take Namibian aviation sector to where it should be. For us, it's very important that we retain the airlines that we have. For us, it's very important that we attract new airlines to Namibia, and that can really boost the economy, and that can really sort of also increase so many opportunities for Namibians in terms of ownership, in terms of employment, and so on. So it was important for us to bring the people together that we had yesterday. We had Roger Foster from Air Link just to talk about how Air Link have survived throughout COVID and where they are now, and how Air Link is still sort of the number one the best sort of the best airline in Southern Africa at the moment. Of course, you know, we have Namibia, our very own Namibian airline. Of course, they are also doing well. They just started recently, and they are really pushing as well. And it was imperative for us to bring these people together, the regulators and then so on, just for us to share what are some of those issues that we can talk about now as we package the documents for the main event, for the main forum that we launched yesterday, that will be taking place on 16 up to 18 in November. So it was very, very important that we bring these people together, just for them to have an idea of what we are planning on doing.
And then just lastly, Mr. Kamati, for just some of the business, let's call it the business-oriented listeners out there, what can they look forward to, especially in the next couple of months, besides the November event as well?
There is no doubt that the future of aviation and that of tourism is intertwined. And driving the aviation sector will really involve finding innovative solutions, should I say, to reinvent the tourism industry. So the people that are involved in these sectors, of course, there are various ecosystems that are outlying from the aviation industry, and the most important one, of course, is tourism. Mm-hmm. And for us, we are saying we are calling upon these people. We have invited so many of them through the organizations for them to be part of the forum from the 16th to the 18th of November. So we're trying to bring minds together so that we look at some of those issues that can really position us in the region in terms of route development and destination for Namibia, and to make it a marketing point for us to say Namibia is or destination Namibia is still viable, and it's still possible, and these are the opportunities that exist. So for us, we are saying we will continue to engage stakeholders in the build up to the 16-18 November conference or forum, and we will be knocking on their doors to sort of just get some experts that can also come and talk, so that at the end of the day we have the blueprint and the white papers that we can present to government in terms of regulation change, probably policy change, transformation, and so on. So it's very important that this forum takes place now, where we are just coming out of the scotch of COVID-19, and of course the rising oil prices due to the war in Ukraine, between Ukraine and Russia, and really it's not going to be easy. But what we are trying to do as a sector is to say, let's reposition ourselves. We were very, very hard done by COVID-19, and we want to reinvent ourselves, reemerge as strong as possible, and for the ecosystems that are also part of our existence to flourish as well.
Exactly. Mr. Kamati, thank you once again for that short take just on the forum, and then also looking forward for the rest of the year.
Now, right there was the spokesperson of the Namibia Airports Company, Mr. Dan Kamati, just giving insights into the Namibia Aviation Forum's launch that took place on the 18th of August, and then also what it looked as aimed to do heading into the rest of this year of 2022. Now, as we come back from that quick take in terms of what the Namibia Aviation Forum is, well, aimed to establish, we head into another one in terms of the Capricorn Foundation that aimed to indicate, or actually that opened its campaign, which is the campaign for change or social change in terms of inviting applicants to participate in a food waste challenge campaign. Now, for more on that, let's have a listen to this. Wide interest has been indicated when the recent Capricorn Foundation Food Waste Challenge, as this was something driven in line with the Connectors of Positive Change campaign affiliated with the foundation itself. Now, for more on that, we have a listen quickly to Marlies Horn, who's the executive officer of the Capricorn Foundation.
We are excited to announce that more than 420 people registered for the Capricorn Foundation Food Waste Challenge, and that 101 submissions were formally entered. These submissions included individuals, teams, and business entries. When we launched the Food Waste Challenge at the end of June, we set out to find new ideas that will provide original and impactful solutions for any part of the total food value chain. We are grateful of the overwhelming positive response to the challenge. It is clear that many Namibians are passionate about finding a solution to the problem of food waste. The judging process to identify the winning solution is the next step, but is only the beginning of a process that we hope will identify sustainable solutions to address food insecurity of the most vulnerable of our society. We look forward to support the implementation of the winning solutions as soon as possible.
Now, as mentioned, as the foundation or the Food Waste Challenge does feed into the Connectors of Positive Change, the foundation previously called for innovative solutions from the public to reduce food waste in Namibia to help address the problem of food insecurity when it officially launched back in June 2022. Just as a few statistics to run down associated to this challenge is where there is a breakdown of 101 entries that have been categorized in the following, with 19 entries in the collecting category, 15 entries in the distributing category, 8 entries in the storing category, and 59 entries in the other category. Of these 101 entries, about 20% of the entries were submitted by teams and 80% were submitted by individuals, with most of the entries coming from the country at large, that being locally, meaning in Namibia, and that there were also entries that were seen from South Africa, Botswana, and Kenya. Now, participants who entered the challenge have to expect the judging for round one to conclude on 9 September 2022. During this 3-week process, a shortlist will be created, and round two will take place later in September from 13 to 27 September, which will include the evaluation of shortlisted candidates by a panel of experts. Lastly, the final announcement of the winning entry will be expected to occur by 7 October later this year. Now, we quickly go for a short break, and after that break, we come right back heading into the last leg of the Business at 2 here on the Radar.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Now, coming back from that short break, we step into our final item just before the end of today's program. This heading into an announcement coming in terms of an extension of the exploration process or licensing for Recon Africa. For more, let's have a listen to this report. Namibia has approved an extension to Reconnaissance Energy Africa's environmental clearance certificate the ECC that covers the PEL73 area. For more on that, we speak to the spokesperson of Recon Africa here in the Namibia office, and that being Madam Ndabeoshale Shaponale. For that, let's have a listen to this.
Ndabeoshale, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us about the recent news of Recon Africa's getting an approval on further exploration exercises to take place. And this is now predominantly from Namibia. Could you just, for the listeners, just fill in the gaps in terms of what further exploration this might be, and also what's the time period that can be envisaged or looked at for this aspect?
Thank you so much, Dwight, and thank you again to Eagle FM for giving us an opportunity to not only update our your listeners who are the citizens of Namibia, but also just to give you, you know, more information about this. So Reconnaissance Agency Namibia, which is the Namibian subsidiary of Recon Africa, received a 3-year extension to its environmental clearance certificate. Mm-hmm. And this is from the Office of the Environmental Commissioner under the Ministry of Environment and Forestry. Mm-hmm. So what this basically just means is that the ECC authorized Recon Africa to continue drilling stratigraphic wells mm-hmm. to the depths which have been approved by the Ministry of Mines and Energy, as well as NAMCO, which is our partner, mm-hmm. and also completing a sidetrack of our first well, which is the Kawe 62 in the Kabang Basin. Mm-hmm. Now, the extended ECC is valid for 3 years, that is for from 26 August 2022 until 26 August 2025. And this ECC extension was approved on August 11th, 2022. Mm. So as you know, we are currently operating on an existing environmental clearance certificate, which is going to expire on the 26th of August, and immediately the renewal is going to kick in. And just maybe to echo what the Chief Executive Officer of Recon Africa, Scott Evans, said, the extension of the ECC was underpinned by extensive on-the-ground research based on data gathering by our technical teams working in combination with our third-party technical partners. Mm. And this extension further demonstrates how Recon Africa is working collaboratively with interested and impacted stakeholders, with our regulators, with all stakeholders necessary to this project. Mm. So basically what it means is that we have another 3 years to continue our oil and gas exploration activities in terms of the drilling of stratigraphic wells.
Exactly. And then, Ndabeoshale, if we just have to look at the most of the activity that has taken place up to, let's say, July, if we can cut a line between July and August, just for the listeners, where is the status of the previous activity leading up to July? And as you mentioned, obviously, this is just an extension that has been applied on an existing license. But then just some updates in terms of what had been happening up until July, that period.
Well, thank you, Dwight. So, as you know, we started our activities in 2021, and it started off with the drilling of a stratigraphic well, as referred to earlier, the Kawe 62. In the same year, we also completed a second well at our second site, that is at Bambi. And then we also, we went on to do our seismic, first phase 2D seismic acquisition program, which we then completed. And then this year we did our second phase 2D seismic acquisition program, which we also completed earlier on this year. We are currently preparing to build on further seismic activities, but then, just like you said, to draw a line, we've completed the two stratigraphic wells. We completed the first phase 2D seismic, and this year in July we started drilling our third well, which again also fell under this ECC, which has recently been extended. We drilled our third well. We are currently still busy with the third well, that is at the Makadina site, also in the Kabango region. And we will be continuing to drill stratigraphic wells at the identified locations. under this ECC. The ECC obviously is available on the ministry's website.
And then just lastly, Ndabashali, before I let you go, I want you to play a little bit of as a weather woman, because obviously now, just looking at the you know, the rest of the year going ahead in terms of further plans, further projects, what can Namibians look out for in terms of going ahead besides the extension or the further approval on the extension of the various licenses in the exploration? What can they look out for in other terms of development for this project going ahead?
Well, as you know, we are guided by our foundation of our activities is ESG. We have an ESG approach to business, that is environmental, social governance approach to business, meaning that we look at the environment, we look at the social, we look at the governance. And to date, if you have been following Dwight, you would know that we back last year when we were in the heart of COVID, we donated, we supported government in its COVID-19 relief program with 15 million Namibian dollars. That is a project that's ongoing. Most of it was to really just support and vaccination, give hospital support in terms of oxygen, as well as mortuary support also, to the tune of 15 million Namibian dollars. And for the vaccination, and I think this is so important, was to really drive the campaign, make the campaign possible for the hard to reach. The people who can't make it to the clinic to get the jabs, we were able to support government in making it possible to take the vaccination to the people. Further to that, we can say that we will continue with supporting our students. As you know, we identified 10 students from Kavango East and Kavango West who are studying in the science, technology, mathematics, in engineering fields. So they've done their first semester. They are kind of now with the final one, and we just continue to support that. We also supported the project Never Walk Alone to the tune of more than $560,000 to put shoes on the feet of the kids in Kavango, of the children in Kavango East and Kavango West. Something that was really good that came out of that was that, because it might seem that it's just a pair of shoes, but then you have a reality that when it comes to winter, kids or the school children would go, would say that Monday, Wednesday, I'm going to school because I have the pair of shoes, but then Tuesday and Thursday, I don't go because I need to give the shoes to my sibling. Those are the realities on the ground, and this is how we look at it, not just as a pair of shoes, but how do we supported in making sure that there's access to education. On top of that, we also took part in the we raised together a national fundraising project where corporates came together, and we are very happy to note that this this project has identified two areas that are very much in line with our ESG approach to business, and that is food security through agriculture, as well as also supporting TVET graduates who graduated but unfortunately doesn't have their startup. So MTC will in the near future make the necessary announcement in terms of call out and so on, but we are very happy that we could support and be part of that national project. We will continue to listen to what it is that our communities are saying, and as long as it is in line with our ESG, just to see that how do we work along with it. And again, also, stakeholder engagement is an imperative part of our business, Dwight, and of our activities and way of doing business. And I think, it is so good to hear from the people when they say that, no, Recon Africa was in this village or Recon Africa was here, just to share information, just to consult, just to engage. And I can tell you now that engagement is a never-ending activity, it's a never-ending process, and we are very pleased and happy that we can continue with that. So that is one of the things that we will constantly, continuously be continuing while we are drilling our wells and preparing for the other wells, that we have been given a clearance for. And again, we will continue to just apply business best practices to make sure that we adhere to and we are in line with the regulations and the laws of the country. And just again, Dwight, we have been so we have been so humbled to receive, especially in the communities of Kabango East and Kabango West, because those are our direct communities, are our direct stakeholders. They are our neighbors to our project. So to be so warm-heartedly welcomed into the areas, into the regions, we will forever be grateful.
Yeah.
And we will just continue to work hand in hand and in partnership to make sure that we do our part in developing the Kabango Basin, and to a point that we hopefully get to commercial levels for the greater good of the country.
Now, as heard, that was just a take in terms of the latest developments coming from Recon Africa here in the capital in terms of the extension to the exploration license. Now, as we are now at the end of today's session of the Business at 2 here on the radar segment, kindly we end off with the economic indicators coming from around the world and also locally on this last segment. Now, ending off the business segment here on the radar segment for today, this coming in on this Friday session, we step over into the Johannesburg Stock Exchange components. But firstly, before we do it, we just have a look at some of the local exchange and items, with the Namibia Stock Exchange overall closing at 1590 with about a positive 15.09 points difference. This indicated towards a 0.95 percentage change, with a 2.15 percentage change year to date for the overall. However, for the NSX local, it ended on or closed at 465 with a 0 percentage movement, and also year-to-date indicated a minus 12.03. For heading into the Johannesburg Stock Exchange component, with some of the top performing parts for the index coming in there. But firstly, some news items. Now, there was the Johannesburg Stock Exchange All Share ended up at 0.06%, while the JSE Top 40 was higher at 0.03%. The industrials sector was down by minus 0.6%, with financials that were down by minus 2.79%, and resources were higher at a positive 1.05% change, while gold miners moved lower by a minus 0.55%. In the global review component of today's economic segment is where the Dow Jones had ended at a 33,000 points in the positive, which translated to an 18.72% move, which also culminated in some of the earlier changes as anticipated, with the Shanghai Composite having lost minus 0.01% and the Hang Seng having risen by 0.45%. While the Nikkei 225 ended on a minus 0.02% compass for that day's trading. Within the previous session, about 57.03 billion US dollars was traded in the Shanghai Composite, and 9.78 billion US dollars was traded on the Nikkei 225. With the Dow Jones having risen 0.06% on the previous session, the Nasdaq also rose by 0.21%, while the S&P 500 gained 0.23%. And this culminated in approximately 48.45 billion US dollars worth of trading that was concluded on the S&P 500. Now, the Stock 600 was up by 0.39%, while the German DAX was up by 0.52%, while the French CAC 40 was higher at 0.45%. 15.9 billion euros was traded on the Stock 600 for the previous session mentioned. However, in terms of taking a look at some of the major moves on a lot of the commodities, you've got spot gold that has lost 0.3% in terms of minus 5.27 points on the 8 days trading. That's now for the spot gold, while platinum also saw a similar move downwards in terms of any trades taking place, with a minus 0.29% move and culminating in a minus 2.66 points that were recorded. However, some of the big gainers, or the only big gainer, was that of copper, which ended off its day's trading with
with a positive 115 point move and culminating in a 1.45 percentage move. The currencies and where they currently stand is that one Namibian dollar will get you 16.9 US dollars. And this percentage trade saw a positive 0.28% movement in favor of the USD. For the euro, one Namibian dollar will get you 17.04, which also saw a move upwards in terms of the Namibian dollar losing against the euro, with the euro gaining 0.17% in terms of that move. The British pound, or the pound sterling, is now currently standing at 20 Namibian dollars for £1, with a 0.03% move in the positive for the pound, while the Namibian dollar lost out. In terms of the major currencies against the USD, or the United States dollar, 1 euro as opposed to 1 US dollar will still be 1 euro equal to $1. 1 British pound or British pound sterling will cost you one US dollar and 19 cents. On that note, this brings us to the end of the business segment here on the On the Radar segment this Friday. Now, as you heard there, as we end off today's session, stay tuned for the rest of your regular programming here in your number one talk radio station. And this has been your Business Net 2 on the On the Radar. Let's see each other again next time, or same time, same place, on Monday, heading into the new week. Stay tuned for the next program to follow.